We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WBBM-FM and HD1 Chicago. Gabe and Nina. Weekday mornings. This is B96.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. What was I saying? I thought about this in the car as I was driving to work today.
Okay.
It was like, I cannot remember, but it was something about working hard.
There you go. That's the important part. I'll say, I know it's a gloomy start, so be somebody's sunshine today by being good.
It's Gabe and Nina. B96, work hard, be good. That's what we're always telling you to do. We just feel like, especially like on a day like today.
Yeah.
Today's the day you definitely want to do both of those. But we want you to hang out with us while we do our top six.
Number six.
In no particular order, number six is, I have a pain in my A.
What do you mean? Like a real one?
Like a real pain in my A.
What'd you do now?
Nothing. It's just, I feel like it's just overuse. You know what I'm saying? When you're in your 30s and you're working out, you're just like,
he overuses his A.
Yeah. I overused my A and now I have a pain in it. It is like,
that's
unreal.
Really funny.
You know, we do these like sprints and we run every day at 10:30 and I know you're supposed to give your body an opportunity to heal.
Sure.
And, you know, I want to lose this weight. I want to get this dad bod off. So I'm just like trying to work extra hard. And then all of a sudden, pain in my A. And I looked it up and it's actually kind of interesting. Obviously, I'm not trying to diagnose myself, but
sure.
There's like what they say, like what could be happening with that. It's pretty interesting. But
what did they say?
No, it's just like there's a pain in your A. That's pretty much
that's
it.
That's the scientific word for it.
You got a pain in your A from overuse. Again, when you're in your 30s and you're working out, it's like not the same as when you're in your 20s.
You got to get Nicole to put her elbow in it and try to release the pain.
Yeah.
Just really get in there. Or a foam roller.
I tried to, because they say, you know, sit on something round. So we have these mason jars.
Oh, that's a good
one. So I've been sitting on the mason jar trying to break up the A. My A is tight.
You just picture Gabe in his house, got a baby in one arm. He's sitting on a mason jar break up his A.
My A. This hurts my A. Oh, man. It hurts right now, though. Seriously. It's painful.
Do you want me to step on it?
No.
Well, I don't know. I'm just trying to be helpful.
Number five.
Okay. Well, Gabe was actually very helpful yesterday. I won money, and I'm super excited about it. I spent it already, but I won money. So it's betrivers.com, right? You want to...
No. Yeah. I want you to tell your story.
All right. So,
sorry.
So we bet on soccer. It was like during the show yesterday, he's like, Nina, this is an easy bet. Just do it. And I'm like,
listen to me when I talk to you.
I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. So I did.
I made her put $50 on it.
I wasn't even paying attention. I forgot about it, actually. So I'm like cleaning my kitchen and my phone starts going off and it's Gabe. We want our money.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, great. This is perfect. So I got out of my apartment for the first time in days last night. A friend of mine is in law school, so she's had her head in the books this entire summer. So she got out too. So we went to a patio. I tried out RPM seafood last night for the first time. So I got a good tower of all kinds of deliciousness. So that was really fun. I spent my money that we won on crab legs.
I'm pretty sure that's not how it's supposed to work.
And shrimp and a little champagne, Prosecco. I had a great night.
Nina, didn't I tell you, if that team cannot, it was a prop bet. Where this team Brescia in Serie A, this Italian league, that they would not shoot the ball towards the goal more than four times.
You did. You were right.
And I'm like, if you're a professional soccer team, if you don't at least even shoot the ball that way four or five times, how are you going to win the game?
Like, who are you?
So we made the bet. I bet $150.
Yeah, so he got a bigger win than I did.
I never bet $150. I'm always in like in the $20, $25 range.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, Nina's rich now again.
No, I'm not. I got to do it again. I spent
number four.
All gone.
Oh, no.
We got to restock.
Number four is that people are setting up their own underground schools in their own neighborhoods, Nina.
Oh, interesting. I did not see this coming, but now that you say that, it makes sense, kind of.
When you're thinking about, and this is deep, like 420 conversation at 6 a.m.
That's cool.
We all used to, you know, come from like village life. People just kind of raised each other. There was a person teaching at that point, right? And obviously, we're at a much more advanced stage now than we've ever been. However, when you're talking about the education of our youth, if you're afraid to send them to school and there are those educators in that area, I mean, if there's some stay-at-home mom that wants to take on 20, 30 kids and just kind of teach them from home. So this is exactly what they're doing.
Children miss seeing other children and they miss that in-person classroom instruction. And any kind of regression that we might have seen in our children, I think they've picked right back up, especially at the younger ages. They thrive on routine and on this classroom setting.
So they're doing it outside, like in the neighborhood, in like a cul-de-sac type of area.
Uh-huh.
And they're just telling all the kids, hey, you want to go to school every day? This is what we're doing. You don't got to go to yours. It's just homeschooling.
I mean, if you're looking out for your neighbors and you're in your neighborhood like that,
that's my
and you
point.
See where it's at, then I mean, I don't know. I kind of get it. As long as you're really, you know, practicing all the proper precautions,
yeah.
I really get it. And the weird thing, too, 420 conversation, is during all of this, we've all gone back to all of the
yeah.
old ways of everything that maybe we never even experienced
yeah.
in our life. So the village type of teaching that you're bringing up, I mean.
Yeah. This is no different.
Oh.
Number three.
Wow, I don't even know how to follow that with this, but, you know, here we go. Did you guys know that the Beavers
were... No particular order, dude.
Did you know the Beavers were in Chicago yesterday?
I heard.
Oh, my gosh. So Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber have been on this massive road trip. They took Justin's tour bus, and they've been driving all over the country. So their stop in Chicago, I guess, was yesterday. So they were at Beatrix in Fulton Market with mm-hmm. Chance the Rapper. And if you want to see the paparazzi pics that somebody took, they're up on our Instagram. Follow us at B96Chicago.
It's one thing when you're... When you can dine indoors and reserve a private space in the back of a restaurant.
Yeah.
It's another thing when you got to only eat outside and there's like, oh, damn, that's Justin Bieber and Chance the Rapper. Wow, that's...
I know.
Wow. I just wanted to get some chicken from Gus's and here I am.
I saw it all late. I probably would have been a creeper like, oh, look at the Biebers. Hi.
Number two.
No particular order.
No particular order. Number two, Nina, is that, okay, you knew it was bound to happen. Someone was going to write a song about COVID being like, you know, just a COVID song, but you knew that it was going to be good eventually. Like, there's going to be one that was decent.
Oh, right, because there was one already that came out that we didn't love.
All right, this guy already won an Emmy, so he's already, like, pretty popular, but check out, this is his song. It's actually kind of...
Oh, do you have the antibodies? Do you want to be with me? Do you have the antibodies? Because if you don't, you better stay away.
Because if you don't...
I want a girl whose blood's got the stuff. I want a girl who's safe. I want to hold you
oh
in my
God.
Arms and not be afraid to breathe.
Not be afraid to breathe.
That's hilarious. The lyrics are funny, first of
Do
all.
Do you have the answer?
That sounds like an 80s song. We're going backwards again.
I'm just saying. It's something out there, guys. You want to dedicate something.
Number one.
Get that song stuck in your head, walk around all weekend. Do you have the bodies?
That's catchy, though. Look.
Watch me get drunk and start texting. Do you have... All right. Here we go. So maybe you walked your dog already this morning, but you probably didn't do what this couple did while they were walking their dog because they got arrested. There was a couple in Massachusetts that decided to wake up at 6:30 in the morning to take their little pup for a walk naked. Both of them were naked. Just
Crazy.
Think about that for a second. You look out your window and you see your neighbors naked walking their dog.
Talk about 420 conversations.
I know.
They were definitely on something. For sure, 100%. You didn't just... First of all, you have to take off all your clothes first. Right.
So, or they didn't have them on to begin with.
Where?
Yeah.
In bed?
Let's
really do this.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say they were so they're having sex in bed.
Maybe.
And then they got up and they're like, and he's like, honey, I'm going to go walk the dog. She's like, oh, I'll come with you.
And they just didn't put clothes on?
Nah, because then you have to have a conversation. Are we going to put clothes on? So you did it intentionally, is what I'm saying.
Oh, 100% intentional.
Yeah.
But they probably were on something, too. But the weird thing, too, is if you see this in your neighborhood, are you going to call the cops? Or are you going to just be like, hey, put some clothes on?
I'm going to be like, can you pass that?
Man, the cops came and they ran from him. So put your clothes on.
Yeah, not a good look. Don't run with the dogs out. That'll be too...
Be good to me.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's an old school song. Remade into something else.
That's true.
That's Gabe and Nina, B96. It is time for TBT Throwback Trivia. You can call us up right now to play 877-591-9696. This is where we give you a question about a TV show, a movie, and a song. And if you get all three right, we sing you a song.
Mm-hmm.
Which we haven't in a while.
So that means that maybe we're due.
Yeah, so again, this is your first question. And it is about, I'll give you the TV show.
Okay.
In 2007, TLC debuted one of their most popular TV shows filmed out of a bridal salon. Each episode, they follow a bride as she picks out her outfit for her wedding day.
See what you did there. 877-591-9696. What TV show is it? Where does a bride pick out her outfit?
It's the show on TLC. If you know the answer, we're going to give you that question and two others. Call us up to play TBT on B96. B96. All right, Belma, welcome to TBT.
Thank you.
She's nervous. We're about to find out how old.
I just got off of work, so I'm like really tired.
Okay.
So let's get this thing started.
All right. In 2007, Belma, TLC debuted one of their most popular TV shows, filmed out of a bridal salon. Each episode, they follow a bride as she picks out her outfit for her wedding.
I love this. What show is it, Belma?
Does it Say Yes to the Dress?
Sure is. She's saying yes to her wedding day outfit.
Nice job. I know. I tried
I tried
to not say dress.
Yeah.
All right, but here's your second question. This one's about a movie, okay? Disney gave us Maleficent 6 years ago in 2014. It follows the story of a woman with a pure heart that gets betrayed, and then her heart turns cold. What actress played the role of Maleficent?
Ooh, who is it? Who played
Angelina Jolie.
Wow.
We're doing pretty good here. Your old school brain is working.
Let me clear my throat. Might be singing to you unless it's a song. All right, Belma, here's your last question. This one's about a song. When you think back to 2011, you'll probably be talking about this duo's smash hits. I'm Sexy and I Know It.
Ooh.
And Party Rockers. Party Rockers in the house tonight.
And then shot.
Right. Two songs created by a group whose name is an acronym for laughing uncontrollably.
Who are they? What is the name of the duo?
LMFAO.
Look at that.
Yes, it is.
Oh, damn.
Shot.
Oh. You want to sing this one too, Nina, or no?
No, this one's all you, Gabe. Here it comes, Belma, just for you.
All right.
Hit it.
Go, Belma. You old school. Put your hands up. You so cool. Go, Belma. You old school. Okay. I'm trying to think of some dances, other ones.
Oh, man, I should have been filming this. That was pretty impressive.
Thank God you didn't.
What accessories did you wear, Belma? How many scrunchies did you have?
That is a good question.
Oh, back when?
When you were
growing up. Younger.
Oh, growing up, man, the only accessories I remember were the little butterfly clips.
Yes.
I always would hit those out of girls' hairs because I'm scared of butterflies.
Oh, my God, I would have hated you.
Belma, have a good one, okay? I mean, it's true.
You too, thank you.
Oh, yeah, thank you, no problem.
Oh, my gosh, stay away. Don't touch a girl's hair.
I can't say this enough.
But yeah.
If I were to tell you that an elephant turned into a tiger, you'd be like, Gabe, that sounds stupid.
Uh-huh.
But when I tell you that a caterpillar turns into a butterfly,
oh, here we go.
You think that's okay. Just putting it out there, guys.
It's a miracle of
life. Butterflies are weird.
They're a miracle.
Oh, look, there's a dog. It turned into a cat.
They're a symbol of new life. Not the same.
That's so funny. Okay, anyway, that's why I don't like butterflies. All right.
But if I had a butterfly tattoo, would you freak out?
No, it's not alive.
Oh, okay.
Fluttering uncontrollably. That's why I don't like butterflies either. Dude, you're so erratic. I mean, like, you got no rhyme or reason. You're just all over the place. Are you going left? Are you going right? I don't know. You know what? I just don't like this.
Ew, they're so pretty, though. Anyway, yes. Don't get butterflies in your game.
Don't get butterfly hurt. when we come back in 2 minutes, don't go anywhere. We're going to have Cake by the Ocean by DNCE, which is one of my favorite songs. But we're also going to get into Lie Detector.
Yes, because we always say it. Whether a girl or a guy, we will detect the lie. We're about to catch somebody up. Be here with Gabe and Nina on B96.
He's Detective Gabe. She's Detective Nina. Together, they are the Lie Detectors on B96.
B96, Chicago's new hit music. We are Gabe and Nina, and it is time for Lie Detectors. And on the line, trying to figure out if someone is lying to her, Sydney. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi, Sydney. You came to the right place because we always say it. Whether a girl or a guy, will detect the lie.
I thought you were going to say that, like, I lie a lot and you used to getting lied to.
Okay.
So
that's
we
not
say
my,
that too a lot.
That's not my favorite narrative, but it's true.
Sydney, who do you think is lying to you today?
Oh, my ex-husband. Uh-oh. And my daughter.
Oh.
Yeah. So my ex and I, we've been divorced for about a year or two. At this point, I can't even remember because I'm just so happy to not be together anymore.
Been there, done that.
But we do co-parent, and I have to say we co-parent pretty well. We're better friends than we were when we were together. And, you know, I love it. Him and my daughter have a very close relationship, you know, and she's 16. She's at a very important age, you know, and I love the fact she can go to not only myself for, you know, personal things, but also my ex-husband.
Of course.
Now, we did make several agreements, you know, about how we want our daughter to, you know, like when she's going to start driving and whatever, like the regular things. But one of the most important ones was really when she was going to start dating.
Mm.
And that was a big thing. We wanted her to focus on school. And, you know, we got married very young, so we kind of didn't want her to make the mistakes we made.
Sure.
And, you know, recently I was scrolling through her Facebook and I saw a picture of just the table and like a man's shirt. I don't know. I didn't see any faces, but it was just a nice restaurant. It was a table all set. And it looked like she was on a date. Okay. And my ex-husband, I mean, of course, I called him and tried to stay really calm. And he swears up and down. He's like, it was me. I took her out for dinner, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, are you sure? Are you telling me the truth? And he swears up and down. He took her out for dinner. I personally think he's lying.
Okay. Now, Sydney, you did mention that your daughter has a boyfriend. I mean, I know she has a boyfriend, but you don't want them dating. How does that work?
It's just a boy that she's friendly with. I wouldn't really say it's her boyfriend.
Okay.
And again, I'm going by trust and by what she tells
because
me.
That, and that's okay. What you want. You want there to be no dating, so you're trying to make sure that it's just that. And it doesn't get any
right. Serious. Just like they're hanging out, yeah. You know, nothing crazy. They're
you
not
never heard
physical.
This before, Nina?
No.
But people say, yeah, like you can have male friends, but just don't make it serious where you're dating. Just
so you go
hang
and you
out.
Hang out.
Yeah, you hang out.
Which is essentially a date, but you call it a hangout.
No, hangouts with friends and hangouts with, you know, groups of people.
So this where
I think that's what she's trying to avoid is them actually being alone.
One-on-ones.
On
okay.
Exactly.
But,
yeah.
But do you think your husband's the type to, or excuse me, your ex-husband is the type to lie and cover up? Like, do you feel like you guys have an open relationship, honest relationship?
We have a pretty open relationship when it comes to our daughter. And so that's where I'm very, like, I'm nervous because we've never really had any issues in the past where he's lied to me. But
so,
I also
so you don't
feel
think
like,
it's a case of maybe you just overreacting and maybe just reading, you know, just too, in, too much
you
into
know,
it?
You know, when you're a mother you and it comes to your kid and what's best for them, I never feel like it's overreacting. Okay. You know, I just don't want to feel lied to by
sure.
both of them.
Fair. And that's a
so,
fair thing.
You know,
well,
so I just want to, like, figure out what the heck is going on.
Totally understand. And here's the cool thing is that I have a bunch of friends that work in the restaurant industry. So I have a few tricks up my sleeve. Now, Sydney, you did mention that they share a debit card, right?
Actually, she
does. All right. We are inside of lie detectors. Sydney's daughter was out for dinner with a gentleman. Her ex-husband said it was him. But Sydney thinks that she might have been dating a little bit too soon, and we want to get to the bottom of it to find out if, in fact, the ex-husband and the daughter are lying. So, Sydney, just hang tight, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, looking for Brendan, please.
This is he.
Awesome. Listen, my name is Jeffrey. I'm calling from Bistro, and I'm actually calling you because, and I'm sorry to have to be doing this, but we recently just found out one of our employees at our restaurant has compromised some of our patrons' credit card information. We fired him. We don't want to alarm you, but we are making the courtesy of calling everyone up just to check and see if there was any fraudulent activity on their credit card accounts. I see here that yours was used over the weekend at our restaurant. So, Mr. have you noticed any suspicious activity? Again, I apologize for the inconvenience.
Oh, no. No, I haven't noticed. I haven't seen anything on my account, and it was used there, so that should be fine.
Okay, good. That's such great news. Yeah, it's a very unfortunate situation where, you know, you think you're hiring some people that are very trustworthy, and then it ends up in a situation like this. So, again, I want to apologize, and, you know, now that I have you on the phone, Mr. If you don't mind, I would love to just take a brief survey about your experience at a restaurant over the weekend. You know, with the COVID, we just want to make sure everyone's being taken care of as best as possible.
Yeah, you know what? I can't honestly, it was my daughter who actually went. I didn't go. So I can't really tell you how it was. I'm sure she had a fine time. But
I'm sorry. Did you just say that you didn't take our daughter to that restaurant last weekend? Is that what you're saying? Are you telling me she went with someone else? Because I thought you told me that she went with you, Brendan.
Hey, Brendan, how are you? Let me just jump in real quick, Sydney. I'm sorry. That is your ex-wife, Sydney. Brendan, my name is Gabe. This is Gabe and Nina. This is Gabe and Nina from B96.
Hi, Brendan.
We do a morning show here, and we just really, we're doing a segment here called Lie Detectors, Brendan. It seems as though there's a little bit of untruthfulness going on regarding your daughter and her whereabouts this weekend.
Sydney, do you have me on the radio right now?
Yes.
You bet I do.
Yes, she does.
I couldn't get the truth out of you just calling you, so I had to do what I had to do.
This is horrible.
Okay, Brendan, let's take a couple steps back here. I think because the whole point of us making this phone call and actually talking to you is because Sydney said that you guys have great communication. You guys are great co-parents, but you know that there was a rule about her not dating or your daughter not dating people. So I guess why don't you speak to that? I mean, what happened? Who was she with?
God.
Why did you allow it?
Sydney, she's a teenager.
I don't care if she's a teenager.
She
we
can
agree
drive.
To co-parent. No, we agree to co-parent with honesty. And you know that I don't want her dating right now. And you even agreed with me. That was what we talked about. And you have the nerve to lie to me. That's a really bad example you're setting for our daughter. That it's okay to lie.
Sydney, I think that... I mean, just...
You didn't ask me about it. You just put me on the radio.
I don't care if I put you on the radio. When I ask you something, I don't need to ask you more than once to get a straight answer.
Just out of curiosity, you know, with your whole co-parenting agreement, wasn't it... I mean, when your daughter's with Brendan, Sydney, isn't it up to his discretion, too, to allow your daughter to do certain things?
No, because if we agree on something, we should be texting each other prior to say, look... things have changed or I want to try something different or let her do something different.
Fair.
I mean, we've agreed on things in the past and Brendan, you can't even lie on the radio and say, I haven't. I've messaged you beforehand and said, look, I know that we said she wasn't going to get her belly button pierced, but do you think it's okay? I've always asked your permission. So it's BS.
Honestly, we haven't really talked about it since we got divorced since she was like 14 then. And I didn't want her dating then either. I just assumed it was fine now.
Well, don't assume anything. You shouldn't assume, not just your child. Okay,
but Sydney, you guys, just to be fair, though, she is 16. Like, I think, isn't that a pretty normal thing to do, especially since Brendan knew where she was the whole time and even gave her the credit card to pay for her own meal? That's kind of responsible.
Look, I understand that he gave her the credit card, and I appreciate that he did his best to be responsible. But to me, this is not about my daughter dating someone else. It's about lying.
And the co-parenting aspect, I can understand that.
Okay, I get that too, but so did Brendan like straight up say, yeah, I was at the restaurant.
Yes, Brendan.
Yeah, that's what he did. He said, I was at the restaurant with her. So how about this? Let's agree on the radio right now that any decisions that we decide to make with our daughter need to be done together. Big decisions like this. Brent. No more sneaking around, no more lying.
Well, how about we just agree that you're acting crazy right now and I don't want to do this on the radio. How about that?
Gabe and Nina on B96.
You sing that at home. I feel like Gabe sings it at home.
I sing that to Whitney.
Frying up a little egg, watermelon sugar.
I wish I had some. But think about it, watermelon sugar. You're going to put sugar in some watermelon juice? You ever had a watermelon drink?
Yeah.
Like not a cocktail, not an alcoholic beverage.
Yes, because what I do is I take the watermelon and I stick it in my bullet. And then you have it. It's watermelon juice legit. My grandmother in Iran, she would always have a whole pitcher of that in the refrigerator. So ever since I had it, I've been hooked. If you haven't tried it, take that watermelon and blend it up.
Summertime still. You can do things like that. And don't be afraid.
And if you're reckless, you can put a little rum or vodka in there.
I just remember people putting fists of vodka inside of, like, large watermelons.
Yeah.
And then they're like, bro. And then it's like, oh, my God, you brought the watermelon with the vodka. It's going crazy. So, as a matter of fact, I think I might.
You know where Gabe's going to be later.
Left. All right, guys. It is time to get you guys on for Wake Up Wars. Get you on for Wake Up Wars. Lately, my new pet peeve is watching videos and they start with, hey, guys.
Oh.
Because it's like nails on a chalkboard.
Actually, yeah.
Hey, guys. It's like, ugh. That's me. so yo. It's Gabe and Nina. It is time for the baby daddy check-in, two dad jokes, and the baby updates. I had this crazy dream last night that I weighed less than a thousandth of a gram. Mm-hmm. I was like, OMG.
Oh, I get it.
It's a math joke.
Numbers. Whoa.
0 milligrams, guys. OMG. All right. My baby update today is a simple one. It's actually a concerning one for me. My baby's been throwing up a lot lately. Like yesterday and the day before, she was throwing up a lot. And it's like every time we feed her. And then my girl was like, are we feeding her too much? Mm. And I was like, I don't know, because we're new parents.
Right.
And we are in a quarantine. So it's just us. And Google. That's it. There's nothing else in there. So my parents out there, those that have raised youngins, if that's a thing, I'd love for you to hit me up at Chicago_Gabe if that's an issue. I mean, because we're just not sure. She's growing a lot, obviously, in these stages. So for us, we just feel like she's cluster feeding, you know, which is that's like basically just feed them whenever they're hungry.
Oh, okay.
Because when they're this young, that's what you should be doing until you get them on an actual cycle.
Huh.
So anyway, we're just concerned that, you know, she's throwing up a little bit too much, and maybe it is because we're feeding her too much, or maybe she's just throwing it up a lot because she's a little baby.
Can you call your doctor?
You know, sometimes you just like don't want to call your doctor for stupid things like that.
Like you feel like you should know that she's throwing up and it's okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So again, Chicago_Gabe on all social media. Hit me up if you have any advice or anything like that.
Little Whit.
Yeah, little Whitney. All right, second dad joke.
Okay.
So I was talking to my friend and he just told me, he's like, dude, I hope you die in a deep hole filled with water.
What?
I know he means well.
No.
A deep hole filled with water. I know he means well.
No.
Wake up, Wars, 7:10. It is time for Wake Up Wars, and representing for the guys today, we got Sergio. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, Sergio. You sound ready. We got to check on our girl, Bianca, ready to represent for all of the ladies. Welcome to Wake Up Wars.
Good morning. Always ready.
Oh.
I'm into it.
That sounded sexy as hell.
Sure did. That's my girl.
Not to me, though, because I'm in a relationship. I'm just saying in general.
To me, though.
Okay, thank you, Nina. The game is called Wake Up Wars, where we pit the females against the males and a little bit of trivia.
Yep.
One male question, one female question, one Chicagoland question. The guys did win yesterday, Sergio. So you get to decide who goes first today on Wake Up Wars.
Oh, you already know. We going first.
That's what I like to hear. Mm-hmm. Bianca, hang tight.
All right.
Still with the sexy voice. I'm just saying, she's really going to throw you guys off.
Nah, she's throwing you off.
Nah, I'm good.
All right. Sergio, your first female-centered question.
Let's go.
When getting no chip nail polish off at a nail salon, they wrap the fingers in foil. Before they wrap the fingers in foil, they soak something in a remover to put on top of the nails. What are they soaking to put on the nails?
Acetone.
Is that what these are in?
The remover is acetone.
All right, question number two, okay? Robert Downey Jr. played the role of Dr. Doolittle in the 2020 film. Came out in January, by the way. In 1998, in 2001, respectively, what famous comedian played the role of Dr. Doolittle?
The famous Eddie Murphy.
All right.
With a dramatic pause.
Because I thought, like, I confused him with this question. What's a poorly written question? Thank you, though, Sergio. All right, here's your Chicagoland question. This Chicago suburb is located 12 miles north of downtown Chicago and is home to one of President Obama's favorite restaurants, Dixie Kitchen, as well as Northwestern University.
Eddie Murphy?
What is the name of the suburb?
Okay, Bianca.
Okay.
I'm for the clean sweep. Let's see if we can do this. The Chicago man question.
Close. A little bit further up north.
This suburb is located Sergio, 12 hang on one second, okay? miles north of downtown. Right. And it's home to one of President Obama's favorite restaurants.
Bianca.
Sergio got one question
as well
correct.
As Northwestern right. University.
We got to know, what is the name
when getting no
of the
chip
suburb?
Nail polish off at a nail salon, they wrap the fingers
good
in
job,
foil.
Bianca.
Before they wrap the fingers in foil, they soak
Sergio,
in that remover to put on top
damn,
of the nails. What are
hey,
they
Sergio, she actually got three questions correct. Good job.
Great job, Bianca.
Good job, Bianca.
On a thirsty Thursday. That's the best I could do.
At least you didn't say Thotty Thursday. That would have been.
Oh, no. That's funny, though. But no.
The answers to the questions. Number one, first of all, I'm impressed that you knew it was acetone. I didn't even know that. But the answer is
Cotton balls is what they soak.
Both got number two right. The original Dr. Dolittle, well, not the original, but the one that was in 1998 and 2001 was by Eddie Murphy, because there was a one before that, the actual original one.
But the suburb that the Dixie Kitchen's in and that Northwestern University is located, all of that is in Evanston.
Have you guys ever been to Dixie Kitchen?
No,
not me.
I've never been there either.
What kind of food is it?
I think it's just like American fare. Dixie Kitchen wants to bring some food for avocados, make everything taste better.
Let's go.
Our arms are wide open. Hey, Sergio, Bianca, thanks so much for playing and listening to us on your way to work.
Great job, guys.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Turned down for what?
I was feeling it. I'm into it.
Hey, thank you guys, too, in the car for listening to us, especially every day. Wake Up Wars, we know it's a game that kind of gets the blood flowing, the juices going.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you guys, too, not just the people that are playing.
Of course. Well, you're playing in your car.
You pulled up the menu for Dixie Kitchen over there?
Yeah, I was starting to look at
What's one thing you like over there?
Right now, I see some chicken.
Is there an Obama special on there?
I saw in cornbread. There is, but I didn't see it yet. I just saw it when I Googled it. It says, get the Obama special, but I didn't click on what that was. Ooh, let's find it.
Dixie Kitchen. Guys, when we come back, we mentioned yesterday that a girl found the conversation between her man and another woman online. That's just it. It's been online, right? And so we asked the question, is that cheating? Well, either way, we're going to have her on in 6 minutes so she can tell us exactly what happened, what platform it was on, and what are her thoughts surrounding the whole situation. We'll talk about that in 6 minutes, all right? Maroon 5, don't want to know. Look at Nina. She's like, damn, this looks good.
I'm sorry. I'm starving. This cornbread, though.
I don't want to know. She found a conversation with her man. Or with her man and another woman.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're going to find out the specifics behind it. Let's welcome you to the show. You there?
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Marie, yesterday is the person we were talking about.
Right.
When we brought her up that she found a conversation between her man and somebody else online. And she has some questions about it. Marie, first and foremost, what was the platform that you found this conversation on?
It was Snapchat.
Oh,
okay. And what is it that you found exactly?
Oh, my goodness. It was a conversation between Brian and some girl. And it just seemed like there was something going on between them. And it was all about how they really wanted to, like, see each other and meet each other and do lots of other things to each other.
It makes you kind of upset to read. Marie, did you happen to see pictures? Like, were they doing that too?
Yeah, they were sending each other pictures.
Well, so, okay, you found this. And then what was his reaction when you brought it up to him?
He kind of just brushed it off. And he was like, what? It's like fantasy. Like it's not real. I've never met her. And he said that it didn't count because it was all just kind of like made up. And he was like, what?
Another thing that you said too was that she doesn't live here, right?
No, she lives somewhere in Florida.
That's just like a whole nother technicality, though. It's still happening and it's a real person.
Yeah, it's funny because we actually, Marie, yesterday when we were talking about this, we talked to an individual who said that their significant other was in Canada. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And then, Marie, we also asked yesterday, and I think this is what you're asking, is if you find something online that doesn't happen in the physical sense, is it actually cheating? And we got some mixed answers, but majority of the people, you know, were saying, yeah, it is cheating. But do you want to, or are you planning to break up with him because of what you found?
Complicated because I do feel like this is cheating, because even if he didn't cheat with his body, he cheated with his heart and his phone.
Yeah.
So I mean, we've been together for such a long time, and I just don't know if I want to throw away our entire relationship over a conversation that he had with someone over the internet.
I hear you, Marie, and it's, you don't want to jump to conclusions, but yesterday too, a couple of the callers that said that they were in a similar situation took some of the blame. Like, do you feel like there's any part of you that's not giving him enough attention? Not that I think that's a good enough excuse by
you're
any
asking.
Means.
You're just
I'm just curious because I don't actually. I feel very strongly about this, but.
You know, I think that I've given him as much as I can, as a person can, but you know, it's tough times. Everyone's stressed out. So old person can only do so much.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this then, Marie, where is your heart leaning? I mean, we haven't had the opportunity to talk to him, but you have. Where is your heart leaning in this situation?
Oh, I feel like this might be the beginning of the end.
Yeah. I'm really sad.
Yeah. Well, that's why she called us, guys, because she's just not sure. She's on the fence.
Right.
And I think in this kind of a situation, we need your help like we do each and every day. All right. So the phone lines are open. And I think that a lot of times, Nina, and I want to make sure this is clear, a lot of times people are like, well, you didn't ask this and you didn't ask that. And well, I want to know this information.
Call right now. Let's ask.
Exactly. 877-591-9696. Marie found this conversation on Snapchat and it was an inappropriate one. Mm-hmm. And now she's not sure if she wants to throw away her entire relationship. What do you think?
877-591-9696. Talk to you next on B96.
She does not want to throw away her whole relationship.
No.
But she found a conversation on Snapchat between her boyfriend and another woman in Florida. And we're asking you guys, what should she do in this situation? This is why she's calling us. Rochelle, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, so you heard the situation between Marie and her man. What do you think?
Yeah, so I actually was just in a similar situation with my wife. And it was actually with my friend on Snapchat.
Ooh.
I didn't really ask the difficult questions. I didn't really want to know. I already had my answer. I kind of knew what was going on. And it wasn't a physical cheating, but it was that emotional that I was kind of questioning and wondering about. And I didn't do ultimatums. I don't believe in ultimatums, but I did I kind of got to a point where I said, listen, either you need to stop the conversations with her and you need to really focus on fixing our marriage and working on us, or I'm not going to sit here and do this with you. Because I signed up for our relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of where this is the conversation you have to have at that point, because that's got to stop. You don't want that to keep going. Otherwise, you're forced to make that cut.
Well, let me ask you this, Rochelle. Now, let's say she doesn't want to give any ultimatum. She wants to make a decision. So what would you say that she should do in this situation? Break up with the man or just
wait?
Oh, geez.
I know, but that's the other option.
I always believe in second chances. I always think that people do have the opportunity to change. As long as you are seeing the work being put into it, as long as they need to understand what you're thinking. No one's a mind reader. You have to be open and honest, and they have to do the same. And if they're willing to make those changes, it's not worth it.
Rochelle, and that's the point I'm trying to make, that when it's something when it's a mistake that isn't physical cheating, it's hard to like throw away your lifelong relationship over that. I mean, she was getting emotional at the end.
Of course she is. She's seeing pictures and conversations of her man with another woman. Who cares if she lives in Florida or not? There are pictures.
877-591-9696. Lines are open right now. Do you think she should step away from this guy? Or should she give him that second chance of the mistake? Colleen, good morning.
Hi.
All right, so should she break up with this guy?
Truly, yes. I have been through this personally, exact same situation. A woman lived in a different state, and I found messages on Skype, and I had a very suspicious feeling. He had logged into my Skype account at one point, and I was like, I've asked him, and he said nothing's going on. I looked at it, and a lot of things were going on.
Yeah.
We were together for almost 6 years.
Oh.
And that's what she said. That's what Marie said. Marie's been with them for years, she said.
That hurts your stomach to even have to think about. But, like, if there's no
room. You can give an ultimatum because nothing's... It's from what I told, like, or I listened to what she said, he said, nothing's going to change. He's going to keep doing what he wants to do.
Because he doesn't think he did anything wrong.
For her. No. Because nothing physical happened, it doesn't mean that, you know, it's not cheating.
Yeah.
I hear you, Colleen.
I mean, I think it's okay. So I like to play devil's advocate, right? So I'm thinking about the other side of this, and I'm looking at her man, and I'm saying, and I'm thinking to myself, if I'm a guy, and you know, I'm not being sexy, and I'm not being, you know, steamy with my girl, and then somebody, you know, slides into my Snapchat DMs, and I know I'm not cheating, but I'm like entertaining it.
But you know that it's not right.
Agreed. You know it's not right. 100% the guy knows it's not right, right? But then when he gets caught, I'm not saying this is how I feel.
Yeah, you're just trying to.
It's not me. This is not how I feel.
To see what the thought process
is. Exactly. I'm trying to put myself in Buddy's shoes. And he's like, it's not a big deal. So when she catches him up on it, she's like, you know, contemplating whether or not to break up with this guy. In his mind, he's like, what? You want to break up with me over this? Like, I was just flirting and getting my rocks off. Like, I know I was wrong, but geez, I didn't actually make out with her. I didn't sleep with her.
I'm getting like a physical reaction because you know who's wrong. Like that's not, there's no part of that that's okay.
And that's why I said yesterday, Nina, that it's a mistake and not cheating. right? Because you know you made a mistake.
But he's not even taking responsibility for that. He's saying, okay. I didn't cheat. He's saying, okay. I didn't touch her.
Which is not the argument, right? The argument is Marie asking, and she's confused whether or not she should break up with this guy or not. 877-591-9696. What do you think? We'll take your calls next. It's Gabe and Nina, B96.
Hi, Jocelyn. So you heard Marie. You heard her situation. Do you think she should break up with this guy?
Personally, yes, because I've been in that same boat, and I've continuously allowed things like that to forgive and all that. Forgive and forget constantly. And once you do that, like, the guy's going to continue to do what he wants. And what happens if he was here, if the girl was here, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's something that she's doing to herself, if you really think about it.
Yeah.
Because when a guy really loves a girl, and speaking even from a girl's aspect, you wouldn't think of anybody else or want any other pictures from anybody else. And for somebody that's had to deal with that, I've constantly forgave, and
sure.
It's constantly led me to more hurt.
Yeah.
And I don't even know the girl, and I wouldn't want to see her have that happen. And it's just something that if you forgive him, it's going to continue to happen.
Totally,
like I said,
Jocelyn.
If she was here, What makes you think he wouldn't have been able to get with her?
That's a great opinion. Thanks for the call, Jocelyn. I mean, I get that. I think when women try to put themselves in men's shoes, you can't.
Right, because we don't feel like we understand what the need for
exactly.
that is.
Exactly, and so the justification and the reasoning behind it, like for me, when I hear her say, no man that really loves a woman would da 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 da. I know that to be completely false, because I know a bunch of guys that I know personally that are in relationships, and over the years, let's say at one point or another, have entertained a conversation, not done anything, but entertained it, and then did away with it. And
never
now
did it again?
No, never did it again.
So then answer the question. Should she break up with him?
No, hold on. I'm making a point here.
Okay. I'm like, tell me.
So what I'm saying is, You can't say that a man that does this is not a man that will never do it, or is a man that's going to then follow through and cheat, especially with this girl that lives in Florida. But again, that's what you're asking. And now we get to that question, which is, should she break up with him? Me personally,
mm-hmm.
I say no, you don't break up with him, right? But you have your guard up, right? And you, just like the first caller said, you got to regain my trust. You got to be in the situation, because I don't want to throw away this whole relationship, but I'm going to check you and be like, are you mentally prepared and ready for this relationship? Because you're on a thin leash now, right? There's nothing else that's going to happen that's going to allow us to stay together after that moment. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you're not willing to win my trust back, if you're not willing to accept responsibility for what you
did,
then I'm not trying to have none of that stuff. Tanisha, what do you think about the situation?
Like, she can definitely give him a second chance if he's willing to just admit that he made the mistake.
Right.
And they have that mature adult conversation, and they figure out what's missing, either on her end or his end. It happened to me, and my fiance was talking to another woman under a different alias of a famous soccer player.
Oh my God.
And I found these messages in the phone, and I'm just like, what is this? Like, why is this person asking you to go out on a Saturday night to go dancing, you know? And it was a guy. So he told me, oh, no, I don't know. And then I found out that it was another woman.
Ah.
And we sat down and we talked about it. And it actually came up that I wasn't giving him enough attention.
Why does this happen every
time?
I'm glad that it worked out for you. I think I'm feeling a little triggered right now in that sense, though, because a lot of people are saying that they weren't giving enough attention, and that may very well be true. I just would hate to have anybody manipulated and blame themselves for something that somebody did when they knew it was wrong.
But this is the question that's most important. Are you guys in a successful, happy relationship right now?
Yes, we actually are. At the time, I was pregnant, so I could kind of understand why he was straying away a little bit. Hormones were kind of crazy, but that doesn't excuse his actions.
At all.
No.
I stayed with him because of his reaction to when I found the text messages and what he said to me. He didn't deny it. He didn't throw it off. He acknowledged my feelings, and that's what kept us together.
Thank you, Tanisha, for sharing that.
Appreciate that.
I'm sure you hate that soccer player now, though.
Yeah,
that's
right.
A trigger.
Bye, Tanisha.
I really do.
Have a good one. Okay, so hang on one second. Marie, still there?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Okay, so you heard what everybody was saying. I mean, what do you got to say about that?
I don't know. Just everybody had so many good questions and raised so many things that I hadn't thought of that I would want to talk to him about it here. I want him to answer some questions too.
I think that's actually kind of a good idea, Marie. Like, I personally,
me too, because our ratings need it. This is great.
But I mean, for you, like, I feel so invested. I don't want to just say dump your man because you have so much invested. Like, Is he going to stop?
Nina, you
is
and I
he remorseful?
Have watched so many dating shows. Yeah. And in the beginning, you can always tell who's the jerk. You can always tell who's the guy that's not there. But you need that moment to see them first.
You need both sides.
Right. It's one thing to make an opinion, a snap judgment. It's another thing to hear this guy. So tomorrow, you guys both join us. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Okay.
And it's going to be tomorrow then, guys. Make sure you're here. Same time, same place.
Oh, everybody's going to be yelling at the radio tomorrow.
I said, you're an a-hole. I'm upset. Yeah.
877-591-9696. You pull up to your mom's house. Your significant other's in the front seat. Who sits in the front, though? Your mom or your significant other? 877-591-9696. That's what happened with my boy. I'll tell you who he had sit in front. But first, let's say what's up to Tony. What up, Tony?
Good morning. Good morning.
Okay. This
first, let me say, love the show as usual.
Oh, thank you, Tony.
I'm the same Tony that called about his mom and dad passed.
I remember
dad you. Passed earlier.
Oh, from COVID. I do remember that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mom is out, doing well, back to her old snappy self.
Great to hear that. How are you? How are you holding up, Tony?
It's still a little back and forth,
of course,
because of, you know, she's still mourning because she was out in her coma when my dad passed. So she's still adjusting, but everything is going smooth. It's getting better.
I'm so glad to hear that. And you know, it's not easy, but she's very lucky to have you and your strength. I can still hear it in the tone of your voice, Tony. So what your opinion is on this topic means a lot. Who do you think should have their butt in the front seat?
Out of respect, the mom should.
Right.
Mom should. I mean, there's nothing to argue about. There's no, well, I'm your wife, I'm your girl, blah, blah, blah. Come on now. It's out of respect. The difference is if the girlfriend's in the front seat already and you're going to pick up mom, if the girlfriend's a respectable young lady, she may even ask, hey, I'll sit in the back, let your mom sit up front. Or if the mom is coming to the car, she can say, oh, don't worry about it. I'll sit in the back. Out of respect, but it's how it's played. It shouldn't be,
right?
Well, I'm not sitting in the back because I'm your wife.
No.
It's, you know.
I appreciate that, Tony. Thanks for the call.
Alrighty.
Love to your mama.
All right, B96. So who should be sitting in the front?
Your girl.
Your girl, really?
Your girl. Yes.
Okay, how do you figure that out?
Well, unless there's a reason for medical, like, you know what I'm saying? Like maybe, you know, car sickness, motion sickness, something like that. But no disrespect to mom.
Of course.
Just say, the girl just needs to, you know, she's the new girl.
What if your mom comes, like, grabs you on the side and is like, son, you know, I should always be sitting in the front, and that's your mom.
And I'd be like, mom, well, I think by my, you know, that sounds kind of jerkish.
I don't know. Just plain devil's advocate.
If you fall into that now, you'll forever, mom will be controlling you and your girl.
This is a good one. I appreciate the call.
For the mother-son relationship is different, I guess.
Then what for the mother? So if you went to go pick up your dad, let's say you were driving, and your boyfriend was sitting in the front seat.
I would want my dad in the front seat. For me, the mom is the person that should be in the front seat. And this is...
That's going to be one of the most uncomfortable 12 seconds ever, where you pull up, the dad's going to the back because he doesn't care. Guys don't care.
I mean, my dad would never.
And then the boyfriend gets out and he's like, oh, no, Mr. Haji, sit in the front. He's like, no.
Yeah, my dad wouldn't do it.
That's my point.
We would have that conversation ahead of time. Babe, you're going to have to hop out when Pops gets here, okay?
B96, all right, so who should be sitting in front if when you go pick up your mom? You are the mom or the significant other?
No, the mom should definitely sit up front, of course.
Yeah.
Why?
No questions asked. Because it's out of respect. Are you kidding me?
Respect your elders.
There's no question. Yes. You know, imagine if the girl's mom would come. Would she let her mom sit in the back? No.
Ashley, so if you were sitting in the front, your man was driving, would you hop out so the mom could get in the front?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, what you do, Nina, is you get out of the car, and so that it's not uncomfortable, you offer a hug to the mom.
That's right? A good one.
You get
one.
In the car and you're like, oh my God, how are you? And then you just walk to the back. She's like, what are you doing? You're like, no, don't be silly.
That's a great one.
Oh, that is a great one.
Is that what you would do? Like, what if it was you driving?
Yeah.
It was your mom.
If I was driving and you know what would happen? Nicole is so sweet. When we're leaving the house, she'll sit in the back seat. Because she'll be like, no, Gabriel, you're going to try to make me stay in the front. And I'm not going to stay in the front, so I'm going to sit in the back. And I'll be like,
good move, Nicole.
You smart. All right, 877-591-9696. You go to pick up your mom, okay? And your significant other is in the front seat. Who should sit there once you get to your mom's house? Your mom or your six pig. 877-591-9696. And then when we come back, I'm going to tell you what my friend did.
Okay.
Who sat in the front. All right, guys?
Who's mad?
We'll take your calls next. It's B96. You can make a grown man cry. B96 is brand new music from Maroon 5. It's called Nobody's Love. And that's how somebody felt when they were driving.
I'm not
the mom was
the
like,
front.
I'm nobody's love. And the significant other's like, I'm nobody's love.
I'll just stand here.
But who should sit in the front? If you're driving, your significant other's in the front seat, and you go to pick up your mom. We got Melinda. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Who should sit in the front, Melinda?
As far as respect out of their parents, whether it's man or female, the mom or dad, yeah, for either one, it should be the parent.
Okay, Melinda, let me ask you this, though, because I think a lot of us are saying that, right?
Yeah.
But what happens, Melinda, when you get pushback? Let's say the parent's like, no, you go.
It doesn't matter. Me and my husband go back and forth all the time on this, talking about some, no, I'll sit in the back and I'll be, I'm like, no, that's not right.
Right, that's not right.
I mean, the only way that you're going to win the argument is if you do what Nicole did and just sit in the back already. Because otherwise, I mean, and if somebody says, no, you sit in the front, then you
just
stay.
Not. It's just, I feel like it's not going to happen. All right, now watch this, Nina. Venus is.
Yes.
What are the odds that two Venuses are going to call?
Okay, now Venus number one is going to be, I'm sorry, I'm going to say your last name, but Serrano. So Venus number one, who should sit in the front seat?
Well, honestly, I think it depends on the situation. Like, if I'm just your girlfriend, like, no, I'm going to get in the back. Because I've even talked to my boyfriend about this, and he was like, well, no, yeah, but once I make you my wife, and, you know, I plan on having kids with you and stuff, you know, you're kind of like, that's my future.
Okay,
I'm
going to call you VS, okay, from now on. So my other Venus, what do you got to say about what she just said?
Okay, so you got to understand, I'm 61 years old. I've been around, and you have to assess the situation. Not every situation is the same, right? Yeah. You got to use common sense. A lot of people don't use it anymore. Don't know why,
I don't disagree.
You have to.
Okay, what's funny is that both Venuses are saying the exact same thing, right? You got to use common sense. The first Venus is like, if I'm your girlfriend, common sense would say, get your butt in the back. If I'm your wife, common sense would say, maybe we should have a little bit more of a discussion. And that's exactly what Venus number two is saying.
Right.
I wish we had a Venus number three to break.
Aw, Venus.
Ladies, thank you so much for the call. All right.
I'm just curious, though, if, like, let's say Venus or the person that's the wife would even be fine with that. Like, if even if I'm the wife, I'm still going to sit in the back seat. But that's just me.
Yeah.
Situation.
I guess that's a great point. If I'm the husband, I mean, I don't know. I got to be honest. I might just stay in the front.
You really think you would?
If I was the boyfriend, then I'd go to the back, or I'd like suggest it, offer it up. But if that was my wife and I'm pulling up, pops, I go like this. Don't forget to wear your seatbelt. All right, bro. Yeah. Okay, so let me tell you what my friend did.
Okay.
Now, here's the one part that I didn't mention to you guys.
What?
Is that his girl's pregnant.
Oh.
Okay. His girl's pregnant, but he made her sit in the back. He's like, Gabe.
How far along is she?
6 months. And he goes,
oh my gosh.
He's like, Gabe. He's like, I was sweating bullets pulling up to my mom's house because I'm like, damn, I know my mom's going to want to sit in the front, but damn, my girl's pregnant. And he's like, I don't know what to do. So he goes, like I said, he goes, we're going to go inside the house and try to get the restart. So that way my mom could just, you know, get the front seat. So then as they're walking out, the mom, even though he knows his mom wants to sit in the front, the mom's like, mija, go ahead, sit in the front.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, you sit in the front. And then he was like, mom, sit in the front. She's like, no. So then his girl sat in the front, and then his mom was upset about it.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he didn't step in and say, you know, more aggressively, like, mom, you should have sat in the front. Yeah.
Wow. That was a lose-lose for him, though.
Why he was sweating beforehand.
That's like, you got to make the back seat all comfortable for a prego, right? Like, here you go, babe. There's more space for you.
Oh, that's a good one.
But it's okay. Your boy got it now.
Next time, just leave the prego at the house. You don't got to deal with it. It's B96. Gabe and Nina. Oh, Lizzo, I've missed you.
I know, right?
She needs to, like, collaborate with somebody else, you know?
She probably will. Who do you think it'll be, though?
Like, if Lizzo was on Taylor Swift's new album.
Oh, that would be a wild collaboration.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't even know how that would go. Lizzo will play the flute. Taylor will be there talking about a cardigan. It's a good song, though, by the way. I'm not making fun of it.
Truth Hurts, Lizzo. It's Gabe and Nina. Let me ask you this question, Nina. What do you think is the sexiest language?
That's hard. I like the romantic languages.
Which one?
Spanish and Italian.
Yeah, they say, according to studies, French is
French?
Is the most sexiest language in the world.
Interesting.
It's voted on by thousands and thousands of people.
Ménage toi. Voulez-vous coucher avec
moi? Really, Nina? That's what you decided
those
to
are the only ones I know.
Oui, no. Parlez-vous français?
Oui, oui. I'm sorry, I didn't know that one. You're fancy.
Comment allez-vous?
Okay, you're real fancy.
Frère Jacques.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, a lot of options out there.
No.
The reason I ask it is because one surprising one is Russian.
Interesting.
Made it into the top 10 sexiest languages in the world. When I think about Russian, I'm not necessarily thinking of sexy.
Mm.
But when I think of Spanish, 100% I think of sexy.
I do too.
That's why we love our game. It's called Sexy Spanish Talk. Okay. English. Is English sexy? I don't think English is sexy.
I don't think English is sexy at all.
I mean, but if I say it like this and I'm like, hey, you know.
What's sexier in Spanish?
English can be a little sexy.
Wow. He just turns on the bass in about 2.5.
Ingles puede ser.
There we go.
Being sexy. Now, anyway, we're going to play Sexy Spanish Talk. All right, so we need a contestant. 877-591-9696. I say something in Spanish. You tell me whether it's sexy or summertime related. Sexy Summer Talk is next on B96.
I've always been the one to say the first goodbye. Had to love and lose 100 million times. Had to get it wrong to know just what I like. Now I'm falling. You say my name like I have never heard before. I'm indecisive, but this time I know for sure. I hope I'm not the only one that feels it all. Are you falling? Stay out of attention. You know you can get whatever you want from me. Whenever you want it, baby. It's you in my reflection. I'm afraid of all the things it could.
It is time for Sexy Spanish Talk, which today we've dubbed Sexy Summer Talk.
Oh, I like
that. Okay, so we have Denise on the line. Denise, it's very simple. I'm going to say something in Spanish, and you're just going to tell me whether or not what I said is sexy or summertime related, okay?
Yeah.
All right, first one. Here we go. Es triste.
porque no podemos ir al estadio y ver un home, pero si quieres, podemos ir a la cama y tocar todas las bases.
Denise, I don't know if we prepared you enough. It sounds real sexy, I know, but was it sexy or summertime?
I would say sexy.
See? She wasn't fully prepared for what was coming.
It was kind of summertime related. I said, wait, let me say this first. This is not to you, Denise.
Just to clarify.
This is a blanket statement to just the area. You know, it's in outer space. But again, I said, we can't go to the stadium like and watch baseball and watch a home run, but we can go home to the bed and touch all the bases.
I mean, it really goes for both.
It does. All right, question number two. Let's see. This one's a little bit more clear. La mayoría de los hombres no pasan suficiente tiempo alrededor del estómago. Tiene que lamer el estómago y acércate a la cintura con la lengua.
Denise, was that sexy or summertime?
Yeah, that was sexy.
She's like, it was. There's no doubt about that one. I said, most men don't spend enough time around the stomach area. You got to lick the stomach and then get close to the waistline with your tongue.
We got to tell people they got to have ice in their car before they play.
This is a little tip for you guys over there. Okay, here's the last one, Denise.
She was real quiet on that one.
I know, right? She was like, that was sexy. All right, last one, Denise. Espera. Es verano porque nadie me dijo que es verano. Me encanta el verano. Estoy enamorado del verano, pero esto no se siente así tan 2020.
All right, let's just get to it. Was that sexy or summertime?
Sexy.
No, not at all. I said, wait, it's summer? Why didn't anybody tell me it's summer? I love summer, but this doesn't feel like summer. So 2020.
Great job, Denise.
Great job. Denise, where are you headed
to
right now?
Oh, I'm just like doing nothing at home.
Oh, thanks for listening on the radio.com app.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And listen, no one's doing anything right now. Don't worry.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Because when Nina and I get off work, guess what we're doing? Nothing. Well, I'm watching the baby, but
I'm doing nothing. Nothing at home.
Denise, have a good one. Okay, thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Gabe and Nina on V96.
Okay, you could be turning up if you go to this country.
Where are we going?
Okay.
I'm ready.
They are offering for you because everybody's working from home. Mm-hmm. My boy works at PepsiCo. They're making him stay home till January 2021.
Oh, my God.
Well, I heard that Google employees are staying home till July 2021.
Whoa,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Google employees home till July 2021.
So everybody's getting that notification now. Like, tons that's of people, just not happening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there are countries that are trying to take advantage of it. And one in particular is a place that you might want to go to. They're giving you a one-year work visa.
Uh-huh.
So that way you can chill in their country for a year and work from home. Where?
Now, the application process is pretty straightforward. It's done all online. And once you apply, you can expect to get a response in about 72 hours. The fees are $2,000 US for individuals, $3,000 for families. And the thing about this welcome stamp is it allows you multiple entries into Barbados. So you might stay there for a couple of months and then go home and then come back.
Yeah,
we're going to Barbados?
That's not yet. That's Jamaica. But still, the point is,
we're going to Rihanna's house?
Yeah, Barbados, which is right next to over there. But they're giving you an opportunity to work there for a year. Let's say if our boss was like, you know, you worked from home a couple of days. I did too. So let's say that he was like, yeah, you want to do the show from, we're going to end up doing the show from home for the next year.
Yeah.
Would you stay in Chicago?
If we were working from, no, probably not. Would you? If we have a whole year to do whatever we want, essentially, even though we just have to make sure that we get up no matter where we are in the world and just do the radio show.
Ask me again.
Would you?
Hey, man. This is
So there's one thing you should not be doing with your neighbors. And I'm going to tell you what that is in just a second because it's time for Nina at 9:30. Okay, Gabe, I told you I've been working on these. And yesterday you requested something with gems in it. This is so simple. Nina at 9:30 is lifestyle gems, right? Okay. Genius gems.
I like it.
I like to think that they're genius. Okay, so we're working on it. I'm going to try a new one every day until one sticks. But basically, anything goes, and it is about life. And here's what I'm saying you should not be doing with your neighbors. To me, it seems pretty simple. Don't hook up with your neighbors that live on the same floor.
Mm,
or for you house dwellers that lives next door. Okay?
So last night, I went to dinner with my friend. Love her. She's like, Nina, you're going to kill me. I did it. I hooked up with my sexy neighbor. I didn't get mad because I'm all for hooking up with your neighbors. Right. Just don't do it when they live on the same floor unless you're strong enough to handle seeing people come in and out.
Okay, which no one is.
Right. I mean, even if you even if you think you are, you're not really. Because my friend was like, I can handle it. Well, then she got stuck in an elevator with a girl that got off on the same floor as her, a blonde girl who she wanted to point out, went straight to his door. So who's upset now?
What if she was just the Uber Eats delivery girl?
Right. And that's what I said, too. It could be completely innocent, but it doesn't even matter. Because now my friend went into her apartment. Whether the blonde was innocent, nothing.
Yeah.
She's thinking about it.
So that's a good message. Don't sleep with your neighbor because it could move out first.
Right. Or like.
Or move in. Moving together, because in that way, it's just
then it's easier. You know where everybody's going. I'm saying, if you're going to do neighbors, fine. Very convenient, but not on the same floor.
You know, what about this? Gems for your journey.
Ooh. Ooh.
Nina, 9:30. Gems for your journey.
Can they be genius gems still, though? Because, you know, Nina at 9:30.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.